So what do I think about the customer journey, especially long and longer term? Now, some people might even call this a sales funnel. As you probably know, I hate that term because it makes everyone feel like just a widget to move through a particular funnel, right? And it's so one-dimensional. Everyone's supposed to be the same now. Some people go, oh yeah, complex funnels. If then this, but still it's widget-based rather than, well, customer journey is a much more humanistic way of relating to people. And yet, so let me tell you what I think about this. The typical idea is to say, okay, great. Let me plan out, a 10-year journey with an ideal client where they start off by opting into my website. Okay. And then they read some articles for the first month or whatever. And then they, join my free to attend webinar. And then they sign up for my low end package. And then they sign up for my higher end package. And then I do a follow-up session or follow-up package with them. And then they do the. So this is typically what people try to design as a customer journey. And I'll tell you this, if it were that successful, you would be hearing all about this from everyone. But it's not. Why is that? And I'll tell you, this is why I don't have a clear customer journey. I mean, a lot of you watching this are, some of you are in this course of mine, that course of mine. Some of you are in my kind of client mentoring program. Guess what? I don't have an agenda for where you go next. So just being transparent. I don't know. You can take one course and, adios, and I wish you a wonderful life, Or you could decide to take this one, this one, this one, and then join my group program and then leave. And then 3 years later, take another thing. I mean, so here's how I've come to peace with my lack of a customer journey or how I think of the whole thing. George, you're not being very strategic. Well, so here's the thing. This is the problem that I have with how most businesses think about their clients and customers. It's too strategic. And I get it when you're managing a corporation and you have, millions of customers, it makes sense to you segment them and you kind of be more there. Guess what? There's a lot more data. This is what solopreneurs don't have. We don't have the data of thousands of people in a segment having these patterns of behavior. What we have is, I just talked to John. I just talked to Jane. And yes, I talked to, I've now worked with 30 people, and there are three people I've noticed that are similar to John. Well, guess what? Now you're starting to see some patterns that you can develop some kind of pathway for. But my recommendation is that it's fine to have a thesis. It's fine to say, my thesis for people like John are probably they need to develop this skill and then that skill. And then they need to work on this part of themselves. And then they need to take this program and they need to do this package first and then this package. That probably makes sense. And yet, the fact that those of you watching this are asking, what should you be your customer journey, means that you don't have enough data to be clear what that pathway is. And so, my sense, now, by the way, some of you may have a lot of data already. Well, then great. Then you probably have already been developing a customer pathway. So let me get back to the core question here. Do I have a customer pathway? Like I said, no. And the benefit I see to not having a customer pathway is that I like to be flexible, number one. Number two, it makes me feel really good about my relationship with my audience because I don't have an agenda for them that they should do this before they should do that, or that once they do this, they really should do that. And that kind of that liberated feeling, I think, does come through. And I think this is one reason why my audience probably trusts me more than they implicitly trust other marketers and people that they know. Oh, okay, this person, I've done this program, they want me to do that thing next, probably. Now the liberation feeling allows me to create a bunch of different offers. You've noticed. And so because I have now, as of this recording, 20 courses available on my website right now. Like I've recorded dozens over the years, but right now I have 20 available for sale on my website that I'm pretty proud of. You know, they're I know some of them can definitely be improved, and I'm going to be working on them. But most of them, I'm very proud of, and some of them are like, yeah, it's not bad, and I'm going to redo it next year or whatever. So the fact that there's these 20 courses and my group program, actually now I have got three group programs, can you believe it, means that people get to take it like a buffet rather than as a, you know, 5-course meal. Now, some people say, well, I want a 5-course meal. Great. Guess what? People then contact me and they say, George, what is the pathway that you recommend? And I get these emails occasionally and say, oh, thank you for asking. Tell me about your situation. And then they tell me this. Like, oh, okay. You actually want to do this one and probably this one next, but take that one first and then see how it goes. So I still prefer being a bit of a concierge. And I think most of you watching this are probably going to enjoy the concierge model more than the corporate model, where it's like, well, you're going to have to go through this, or even the university model, right? Well, guys, it's a funny thing is even corporate model is more accurate. The university model is actually more of a buffet, right? You come into the university or the college, and then you might have a guidance counselor. Ding, ding, ding. That's the concierge. That's the coach or the consultant. Say, okay, got it. Now you are wanting to get into the engineering fields. Okay, well, these are 5 different types of engineering, you know, and if you're going to do civil engineering, well, they're going to probably take this course and then that course, and they kind of help you plan out a pathway. Not every person who comes in the university goes through the same exact curriculum. That would be ridiculous. It's everyone's different. So the same thing, I think that's a much better analogy for those of us who are teachers, coaches, consultants, mentors, facilitators, healers. People come in and they have different pains. They have different yearnings. And we, as the service provider, we're solopreneurs here. That's our strength. This is important. This is our advantage over, I'll be honest with you. Okay, I'll say, I am starting to lose that advantage. I used to be able to almost connect, reply to every person who joins my email list and every comment that comes into my courses. As you well know, if you take my courses recently, I can't reply to most comments anymore. I'm losing the advantage. Those of you who are earlier on, you still have the advantage where you could literally like, oh my God, I got a new subscriber, right? Oh my God, I've got a new comment on my social media, whatever. Like, you want to message that person and be concierge with them or be their guidance counselor if they were a student at a university kind of thing. I'm losing that. I'm becoming more corporate. That's kind of sad. Not corporate yet, but I'm kind of needing to create more pattern systems where people kind of go through certain things. And so at this stage, I do have a bit more of like, well, if you're new to me, you probably should take the BizPlan course. And then, you know, either Joyful Productivity First or BizPlan are probably going to be your first two. And then you probably go into Authentic Outreach or maybe Facebook Ads. And if you say, George, I just want all of it, or I want more of your guidance, well, you take my mentoring program. So I kind of have more of a system now. But I would say most of you watching this have the advantage of concierge right now. And I'm going to suggest that you try to delay the customer journey as long as possible, but watch the journey of John, watch the journey of Jane. Like I would just invite you to remove the word customer journey from your mind and put John's journey, Jane's journey, Heather's journey, you know, George's journey, Sarah's journey. And that way you can, because your connection with Sarah, John, whatever, Heather, you'll be able to intuit, you know what, Sarah needs this next. I didn't even have this part of the program, but I'm going to design something for Sarah, which obviously is going to be working for the 1,000 other people like Sarah who are going to contact you over the years. So I hope this is helpful. You start with the concierge model, and then over time, as you grow your business like mine, you start to see the patterns. You're like, oh, okay, there's 1,000 Sarahs here. Yeah, it's going to be this kind of pathway. They're going to take this course first, and then they're going to do this package with me, and then they're going to do a follow-up package, because that just makes more sense, because I've worked with 50 Sarahs now. And I tested a bunch of different things, and it seems like this is going to be good. It's okay to have, like I said, it's okay to have a thesis at the beginning, like a hypothesis, but try to hold loosely to it and just have that heartfelt connection with the Johns, the Janes, the Sarahs, the Heathers. So I hope this is helpful. I look forward to seeing how this sits with you. And yes, it's true that it's, you know, I call hypothesis, another word I use is framework. And obviously I have a course on how to create your framework, but it's like, yeah, you have your theory of change. A client, generally, you've been either trained in a modality or you've been trained in 15 modalities, or you've come up with something, just, you know, your own journey to say, you know what, this is the way I heal. This is the way I guide. This is the way I consult. This is the way I transform. Or that's the journey from, you know, a pain that they have, a problem that they have, or the yearning that they have, all the way through to resolving that pain, achieving that goal, experiencing that fulfillment. And you probably have like, well, they need to learn these 9 skills, or they need to complete these 4 projects to be able to get to that end. And it's like I said, it's fine to have that framework. It's great. But in terms of the actual packages, well, they should do the 3-session package before they do the 12 session. Some people come in and they want to do the 12 session package right away. Don't limit yourself in the beginning. Be a concierge and sense into, you know what, John, I feel like we would do well to do a 12 session package. Yeah, in the beginning, right? And then see how it sits with John, right? Or like, Sarah, you know what? I think let's do a single, you know, intensive 3-hour session first, and we'll work on these particular 3 skills or these particular 3 issues, right? So have a framework, great, work on that. Hold to that lightly too, especially in the beginning, because it's going to keep growing. I had 4 areas of authentic business, and 4 layers of authentic business. And then it went to the 7 disciplines, and then eventually went to the 8 practices. And it's been the 8 practices now for several years. I think it's pretty stable at this point. But yeah, I had to allow myself to change the framework over in the early years. So anyway, I think that's enough for now. Be a concierge. That's your advantage right now. And intuit into what the clients need right now.